There are a lot of big stories in the news week, my friends. In the news this week, my friends. Can I say it right? I'm excited that this guy is now coming back and forth regularly because of the Vegas connection. A lot of big stories in the news, so let's get some bets down with our own Inside the Beltway odds maker, Johnny Castry. Johnny, where's the action, man?
It follows me, baby. It's nice to be in Los Angeles, Mark, in the middle of a gas crisis.
Yeah.
It's over $4 now. That's like buying gas at Starbucks.
Yeah.
Last night I saw someone do a drive-by shooting from a bus.
Yeah.
It's got to be frustrating for people who have more than one car, like yourself. You know, I heard Leno ran over a gas station attendant yesterday with a 58 Buick Roadmaster. Then he came back and hit him again with a 36 Studebaker.
Do you think the gas prices are going to go even higher, Johnny?
I'm giving 50 to 1 on it, baby.
Nice.
Pretty soon, the only person who won't be on a bicycle will be the president. He's still not sure how to operate one.
Yeah.
Didn't he illegally invade Iraq and wipe half of it off the map so he could steal their oil? What happened to that?
No kidding. Hey, but gas prices are definitely going up. You're right about that, Johnny. I can't lose. Put me down for 500 on that. Also, the way things are going, what kind of odds do you have on the GOP losing control of the House in the next election?
I'm glad you asked. That's going off at even money. It'll be the only honest money that's been made in that town in over 5 years. It hasn't been this easy to buy someone on the Hill since Washington had slaves.
Oh, man. Give me a grand on that one. Speaking of K Street, what was the reaction to the May Day marches, Johnny? What are the odds of Bush actually creating a guest worker program?
Forget about it. At this point, Bush couldn't create a rash if he rubbed himself with poison ivy. But I'm not waiting for George Bush to start a guest worker program. I've created job opportunities for our neighbors from the South myself. I'm happy to announce that I've recently partnered with two silent investors from Tijuana in a business venture that I'll be premiering next month. You know, Mark, for years, cockfighting in this country has been relegated to poor Mexican neighborhoods with a minimum amount of action.
Mm-hmm.
We gringos have been slow to pick up on it.
Mm-hmm.
But that's all going to change next month when JK Gaming takes cockfighting to the next level.
Whoa, Johnny, you're going into the cockfighting business?
And business is the key word, Mark. Business, which will be good for Mexican workers, good for the economy, and good for everyone who gets in on the ground floor. Starting June 9th, I'll be premiering Johnny K Street's Ultimate Cage Match Cockfights in Prim, Nevada.
Wow! Ultimate cockfighting. Is that even legal, Johnny?
Legal, exciting, and delicious. I call it Ultimate Cockfighting because the bouts will take place in a large steel chicken cage with no rules or referees. Mark, I don't look at this as a gaming venture with projected revenues of $5 million, which could go up to $8, $10, $15 million if you add in merchandising, TV rights, and a gourmet line of cockfight chicken specialties
right.
made with that special south of the border spiciness.
Mm.
I look at Johnny K's Ultimate Cage Match Cockfights as a way for immigrant laborers, gamblers, and any interested legal citizen to buy into their piece of the American dream, minus my percentage overhead and operating costs.
Wow, that's great to know, Johnny, if I'm ever in Prim, Nevada. But look, buddy, getting back to the president, his poll numbers are hitting record lows. Do you think they bottomed out yet?
Mark, the president's poll numbers are going down faster than a hooker at the Watergate hospitality suite.
That's right.
I'm giving 5 to 1. They'll drop another 5 points by the end of next month. And if you want to go long range, I'd say single digits by New Year's Eve, if there is a New Year's Eve.
All right, well, that sounds like easy money to me, Johnny. Put me down for 1,000 scoots.
You are down.
Thanks, man.
It's official, Mark. The majority of Americans think George Bush is at best a moron and at worst a dangerous psychopath who just happens to also be a moron.
Yeah.
You know, every time I come to Los Angeles, some of the biggest stars of movie and television are calling me around the clock. And they always ask me the same question. Johnny, what can we do in between projects to show the American people that we're all in this together? The rich, beautiful, and famous like us, and the poor, fat, and invisible like the rest of America.
Whoa, stars are calling you? But, I mean, I have a show. I'm the guy
who's
going to
be... Speaking of which, your show is the perfect place to make this announcement. I've decided to get proactive.
Uh-huh.
This July 4th, K Street Entertainment, along with the Las Vegas Casino Owners Association, Sony Pictures, and Jamba Juice, is bringing Hollywood to Vegas for the largest pro-impeachment anti-Bush rally ever held. Or as people are already calling it, K-Stock.
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 Yeah.
3 days of peace-loving blackjack, baby. We're going to be featuring one Vegas headliner after another, plus Susan Sarandon, Sean Penn, George Clooney, Ed Begley have already signed on, and Angelina Jolie has offered to adopt the first 5 homeless kids through the gate.
Wow, that is incredible.
She's a sweet kid.
That is incredible, Johnny. Really, congratulations. You are doing great work, my friend.
I'm glad you think so. I have you penciled in for the third show first night. You'll go on about 2 a.m. between the close-up magic of Carl Constantine and Rick Santini's Long Live the King, an Elvis tribute.
Wait, Rick Santini? Who?
Oh, that guy's fantastic.
All right.
He's a good kid.
Okay.
His father owes me a lot of money. It's good to have your support, Mark. Sure. We need to get the word out. Mm-hmm. We're going to bring a little bit of Vegas and Hollywood to the impeachment movement. And as you know, Mark, a little bit of Hollywood and Vegas goes a long way.
Yes, sir.
That's it from K Street, baby. I got a meeting with the Cartoon Network. The next time you see me, Mark, I may be animated. I'm out of here.
All right. See you later, Johnny. Thanks for coming by. I love that he comes out here now. Take it easy. He's got the chains, the whole business.